Hi everyone, nice to be here tonight. As I was contemplating and thinking of what subject I want to talk about, that it feels right, and I want it to be something that it is uplifting. As we see and hear that chaos is all over the world at this time, and also I want it to be something more empowering for each and every one of us. So as I was going through different articles and stories, I came across this story, and it's kind of an interesting different story. And I didn't know how I got there. If you told me to go back and find it, probably I can. But it was a big reminder of the big picture that all the masters talking about, like Jesus, Buddha, Yogananda, they have been talking about it. And we all read about it, we study it, and then we go on with our lives, to chores of our every day, and then the responsibility and obligations we get. And I don't know about you, but at times I forget who I am, and I'm getting better at it, but still. So this was a this a story is a good reminder, because it tells us that as a human soul we are very beautiful. There is no evil in any soul. People may do terrible things out of lack and ignorance, but no soul is evil. What our soul seeks is love, because our source is love and light. What distorts us is lack of love. As a human soul, we save, redeem, and heal ourselves. Always have and always will. We all created with that power within us from before the beginning. We already saved. We are not ever alone in this universe. There is no death. We grow and we evolve. We are immortal beings. That for each of us to be human in part of this experience is magnificent. But as we get attached to our body and flesh, we forget our awesomeness. To be the human part of God in this plane is the most fantastic blessings to each one of us. This story is a big reminder that we are human beings, not human doings. Everything we need is within us. We have to learn to be. And now I'm going to tell you about this story. Just a second, get to my iPad. Here we are. So this story is actually, it's a near-death experience, but Melan Thomas Benedict. Melan Thomas Benedict is an artist who survived a near-death experience in 1982. He was dead for well over an hour. During that time, he rose up out of his body and went into the world. Curious about the universe, he was taken far into remote depths of existence, and even beyond, into the energetic void of nothingness behind the Big Bang. Eminent near-death experience researcher Dr. Kenneth Wing has said his story is one of the most remarkable I have encountered in my extensive research on near-death experiences. In 1982, I died from terminal cancer. My condition was non-operable. I chose not to have chemotherapy. I was given 6 to 8 months to live. But this time I had become increasingly despondent over the nuclear crisis, the ecology crisis, and so forth. I came to believe that nature had made a mistake, that we were probably a cancerous organism on this planet, and that is what eventually killed me. Before my near-death experience, I tried all sorts of alternative healing methods. None helped, so I determined that this was between me and God. I had never really considered God, neither was I into any kind of spirituality, but my approaching death sent me in a quest for more information about spirituality and alternative healing. I read various religious and philosophies. They gave hope that there was something on the other side. I had no medical insurance, so my life saving went overnight on tests. Unwilling to drag my family into this, I determined to handle this myself. I ended up in hospice care and was blessed with an angel for my hospice caretaker, whom I will call Annie. She stayed with me through all that was to follow. Into the light. I woke up about 4:30 a.m. and I knew that this was it. I was going to die. I called a few friends and said goodbye. I woke up Annie and made her promise that my dead body would remain undisturbed for 6 hours. Since I had read that all kinds of interesting things happen when you die, I went back to sleep. The next thing I remember, I was fully aware and standing up, yet my body was laying in the bed. I seemed to be surrounded by darkness, yet I could see every room in the house and the floor, and even under the house. A light shone. I turned towards it and was aware of its similarity to what others have described in near-death experiences. It was magnificent and tangible and glowing. I wanted to go towards the light like I might want to go into my ideal mother's or father's arms. As I moved towards the light, I knew that if I went into the light, I would be dead. So I said, or I felt, please wait, I would like to talk to you before I go. The entire experience halted. I discovered that I was in control of the experience. My request was honored. I had conversation with the God, with the light. That's the best way I can describe it. The light changed into different figures like Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, images and signs. I asked him in a kind of telepathy, what is going on here? The information transmitted was that our beliefs shape the kind of feedback we receive. If you are a Buddhist or Catholic or fundamentalist, you get a feedback loop of your own images. I became aware of a higher self matrix, a conduit to the source. We all have a higher self or an oversoul part of our being, the conduit. All higher selves are connected as one being. All humans are connected as one being. It was the most beautiful thing I have ever seen. It was like all the love you ever wanted. And it was the kind of love that cures, heals, regenerates. I was ready to go at that time. I said, I'm ready, take me. Then the light turned into the most beautiful thing that I have ever seen. In Mandela of human souls in this planet. I saw that we are the most beautiful creation. In elegant, exotic, everything. I just cannot say enough about how it changed my opinion of human beings in an instant. I said, thought, felt, oh God, I didn't realize. I was astonished to find out that there was no evil in any soul. People may do terrible things out of ignorance and lack, but no soul is evil. What all people seek, what sustains them is love. The light told me what distorts people is lack of love. The revelations went on and on. I asked, does this mean that humankind will be saved? Like a trumpet blast with shadow of a swirling light, the light spoke, saying, you say, redeem and heal yourself. You always have and always will. You were created with that power to do so from before the beginning of the world. In that instant, I realized that we have already been saved. I thanked the light of God with all my heart. The best thing I could come up with was, oh dear God, dear universe, dear great self, I love my life. The light seems to breathe me in even more deeply, absorbing me. I entered into another realm more profound than the last and was aware of an enormous stream of light, vast and full and deep. I asked, what is it? The light answered, this is the river of life. Drink of this manna water for your heart's content. I drank deeply and ecstasy. Suddenly, I seemed to be rocketing away from the planet and this stream of life. I saw the earth flying away, the solar system whizzed by and disappeared. I flew through the center of the galaxy, absorbing more knowledge as I went. I learned that this galaxy and the entire universe is bursting with many different varieties of life. I saw my world. We are not alone in this universe. It seems as if all the creation in the universe soared past me and vanished in a speck of light. Then a second light appeared. As I passed into the second light, I could perceive forever. Beyond infinity, I was in the void, pre-creation, the beginning of time, the first word or vibration. I rested in the eye of creation, and it seems that I touched the face of God. It was not a religious feeling. I was simply at one with absolute life and consciousness. I wrote this stream directly into the center of the light. I felt embraced by the light as it took me in with its breath again. And the truth was obvious that there is no death, that nothing is born and nothing dies, that we are all immortal beings, part of a natural living system that recycles itself in the space. It would take me years to assimilate the void experience. It was less than nothing, yet greater than anything. Creation is God exploring God's self through every way imaginable, through every piece of hair on your head, through every leaf on every tree, through every atom. God is exploring God's self. I saw everything as the self of all. God is here. That's what it is all about. Everything is made of love. Everything is alive. I was never told that I had to come back. I just knew that I would. It was only natural from what I had seen as I began my return to the life cycle. It never crossed my mind, nor was I told that I would return to the same body. It did not matter. I had complete trust in the light and the life process. As the stream merged with the great light, I asked never to forget the revelations and the feelings of what I had learned in the other side. I thought of myself as a human again, and I was happy to be that. From what I have seen, I would be happy to be an atom in this universe, an atom. So to be the human part of God, this is the most fantastic blessing. It is a blessing beyond our wildest imagination of what blessing can be. For each day and every one of us to be the human part of this experience is awesome and magnificent. Each and every one of us, no matter where we are, screwed up or not, is a blessing to be to the planet, right where we are. So I went through the reincarnation process expecting to be a baby somewhere. But I reincarnated back into this body. I was so surprised when I opened my eyes to be back in this body, back in my room with someone looking over me, crying her eyes out. It was Annie, my hospice caretaker. She had found me dead 30 minutes before. We don't know how long I was dead, only that she found me 30 minutes before. She had honored my wish to have my newly dead body left alone. It was not just a near-death experience. I believe I probably experienced that itself for at least an hour and a half. When I recovered, I was surprised and awed about what had happened. I had no memory at first of the experience. I kept slipping out of this world and kept asking, am I alive? This world seems more like a dream than that one. Within 3 days, I was feeling normal again, clear yet different than ever before. My memories of the journey came back later, but from my return, I could find nothing wrong with any human being I had ever seen. Previous to my death, I was judgmental, believing that people were really screwed up, everyone but me. About 3 months later, a friend said I should get tested for the cancer. So I got the scans and so forth. I felt healthy. I still remember the doctor at the clinic looking at the before and after scan. He said, I can find no sign of cancer now. A miracle, I asked. Nope. He said, these things happen, the spontaneous remission. He seemed unimpressed, but I was impressed. I knew it was a miracle. Lesson learned. I asked God, what is the best religion on the planet? Which one is the right? God said with great love, it doesn't matter. What an incredible grace. It does not matter what religion we are. Religions come and they go. They change. Buddhism has not been here forever. Catholicism has not been here forever. And they are all about to become more enlightened. More light is coming into all systems now. Many will resist and fight about it, one religion against the next, believing that only they are right. When God said it doesn't matter, I understood that it is for us to care about because we are the caring beings. The source does not care if you are a Buddhist, a Christian, or Jew. Each is a reflection, a facet of the whole. I wish that all religious would realize it and let each other be. It is not the end of separate religions, but live and let live. Each has a different view, and it all adds up to the big picture. So I came back loving toxic waste because it brought us together. These things are so big. Cleaning of the rainforest will slow down, and in 100 years there will be more trees on the planet than in a long time. If you are into ecology, go for it. You are that part of the system that is becoming aware. Go for it with all your might, but do not be depressed or disheartened. Earth is in the process of domesticating itself, and we are cells in that body. The great mystery of life has little to do with intelligence. The universe is not an intellectual process. The intellect is helpful, but our hearts are the wiser part of ourselves. Since my return, I have experienced the light spontaneously. I have learned how to get to that space almost any time in my meditation. You can also do this. You don't have to die first. You are wired for it already. The body is the most magnificent light being there is. The body is a universe of incredible light. You don't need to commune with God. God is already communing with us in every moment. And if I just take that with me, I would be happy that I know that God is communing with me every moment. Thank you, everyone. I hope you enjoy this as much as I did. Back to you, Linda.